Yeah, I love to praise in the name. That means you got something to praise God about. And I got a witness, amen. Amen. The Lord just did something good for you, amen. Somebody said he woke me up this morning, amen. Started me on my way. Come on, man. I love to praise his holy name, amen. Come on, let's give God some more praise. Come on, come on, come on, come on. I love to praise his holy name. Amen. He's my rock, my sword and shield. He's my will in the middle of a will. I'll never, never, amen. He's never let me down. He's just a jewel that I have found. Come on down. Amen. Have you ever been let down, my man? I said, man will let you down. Amen. But God will never let you down. Amen. Somebody said, when I look back over my life, amen, and I think things over, I can truly say that I've been blessed, amen. And I got a testimony, amen, that the Lord's been good to me. Come on, somebody, amen. I thank God, amen, that God don't look at me and all my faults and turn away, amen. But the rest of it says he'll look past my faults and see my need. Have I got a witness today? Has anybody got a need today, amen? Somebody said I was down in the muck in the miry clay, amen. But God picked me up, turned me around, placed my feet on a solid rock. Hallelujah, amen. That's why I love to praise his holy name, because he's my what? Rock. My rock, my sword and shield. Boy, that's some good stuff right there. That's the Lord. I heard that in the middle of the wheel. Amen. I heard that cocoa beach in there too, boy. Yeah, Lord have mercy. When you can praise God, amen, and the beauty of holiness and give him praise because you know that God's been good to you, not that we deserve anything, amen, but just because he's good.
That's right.
Amen. Look at somebody say, God is good anyhow. Lord have mercy. And if you don't believe me, ask God when he created the earth, amen. In 7 days he looked at it, Lord have mercy. And not only did he say it was good, but he said it was what? Very good. Come on now. Lord have mercy. I'm going to leave that alone. Amen. See, I get excited about God. Amen. When you start thinking about what God has done. Amen. Then you can forget about man. Man is sometimes. Amen. Sometimes he is and sometimes he ain't. Amen. Amen. But God is always what? On time. Hallelujah. Let's go to our invocation psalm. Psalm number 24, amen. Psalm number 24, many of you know it by heart, where we invoke the presence of the Lord, amen. The earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he has founded upon the seas and established upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory?
Yeah.
The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift him up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts.
Yeah.
He is the King of glory. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. At all. Let all be silent before him. Keep silent. Keep silent. Keep silent. former.
Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, we come this morning with a heart of praise and thanksgiving. We thank you, Father, because you've been mighty good unto us. We thank you because you brought us through the week. And in spite of what we feel like this morning, Father God, you are faithful. You woke us up this morning with your hand of grace and mercy. And for that, we are more than thankful. We thank you, Father, because of your loving kindness. We'll have one more time to come to your house of worship. And Father God, we pray now in the mighty name of Jesus that as you move from heart to heart and breath to breath, oh God, if you see anything this morning that's not clean, that you would just wash us, Father. Sanctify us in your blood and just cleanse us in your word. And Father God, as you continue to work on this, Father, I pray in Jesus' name that you give us more and more of your Holy Spirit, oh God. That we might be able to worship you this day in spirit and in truth. And Father God, I pray that these your people, oh God, that you will continue to keep them as the apple of your eye. Continue to hold them in the palm of your hand, oh God. Father God, thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace and how good you've been unto us, God. We bless you this morning and we say hallelujah to your name. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord for he is good. Thank you, Father. It's your undoing mercy that keeps us, oh God, that guides us day by day. And Father God, we just want to thank you again. Mm-hmm. And Father God, I pray now that you will look on this service, oh God. Bless your main servant that stands before you today, oh God. Strengthen him, Father God, and as he breaks the bread of life this morning, God. I pray in Jesus' name, oh God, that you touch every heart, oh God. Open up our eyes that we might see you and open up our ears that we might hear you, oh God. And Father God, work on our hearts, Jesus, that we'll be better people, oh God. And then, Father God, after we've done your will, oh God, help us to just share your word. And Father God, I pray that your Holy Spirit, sweet Holy Spirit, you're welcome in this place. Sit down and have your will and have your way. We give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise. Because you're worthy this morning. And, oh, God, I pray that you will look on every heart. Mm-hmm. Those that need a healing, I pray healing in your name. Those that need your peace, I pray peace. Those that need your salvation, I pray that your word will just strengthen them, set them free today, oh, God. And those that need a closer relationship, Father, I pray that you will be in the midst. And, Father God, I pray this day that whatever is said and done, that your name, Jesus, we'll get all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And we thank you for these and all blessings. Mm-hmm. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
We thank Reverend Leslie. Amen. For that fervent prayer. Amen. I know, amen, many people have prayed for me. Amen.
Yeah,
I know, amen, that we are all recipients of prayer. Amen. Somebody just thought about you, amen, uttered your name, amen. Have I got a witness? Amen. Amen. So I'm a witness, amen. The prayer works, y'all. Amen. Have I got a witness? Look at somebody. The prayer works. Amen. Prayer works. Amen. Thank God for the prayer world is, amen. They don't mind taking the time out, amen. Going to the Lord in prayer, amen. Thank God, I tell you all the time, we have some praying grandparents. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Folks in mind praying, amen. And some praying deacons in the church. We even laugh at the deacon, amen. Deacon had the same old prayer. He started off, Father, I stretch my hand. No longer shall find me. Come on. If thou would withdraw thyself from me, whether would we go, amen. And then he said, Father in heaven, the architect of the universe, amen. And they go down these things, amen, amen. And we laugh, amen, but they were praying, amen, to the Lord. They could get a prayer through, amen. They get down on their knees, amen, and they rock. Anybody ever seen them when they rock, amen, and they're praying when they're rocking, amen. And as they were praying when they were rocking, they calling out to the name of the Lord, amen. The English might not have been perfect, amen, but they was able to get a prayer through.
God, amen. And they called them out one by one and name by name. And you weren't even there, but they were praying for you.
Lord have mercy. They had an old thing. They used to call him, Brother Harris, Minister Harris, they used to call him devotion. Amen. Yes. Y'all remember devotion, amen. You had devotion before the service, amen. And they used to walk out there, amen, and they stand for it. Do I got another testimony over here? Do I got somebody over here? Do I got somebody? And they would sing them old songs, Lord have mercy. They put it up on the wall, amen. He said, we going to sing that song again. And then they get stuck in a part of the song. Good, let it go. Come on now. Amen. Amen. And let the Holy Spirit ride on. Y'all don't hear me today. Amen. And the Holy Spirit just ride on that thing. And it ride on that thing. Couldn't let it go. Amen. And somebody is talking over there. Somebody pick it back up over there.
Come on.
Come on now. I'm glad I can remember them days. Amen. So this is an oldie but goodie. We're going to sing number 217. And if you get stuck, stay stuck. Amen. Number 217, Dr. Lindsay, no, not one. And they get stuck on it. Jesus, you know, all around I go. He will guide here the day is done. They're not a friend like the lowly. Jesus, nigga, stop. No, not one. No, not one. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. None else could heal all our soul diseases. No, not one. No, not one. You know, sing it, y'all. All about us. And till the day is done, there's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, now one. No, now one.
No friend like him.
No friend like him is so high holding. No, now one. No, now one. And yet no friend is so weak and low.
Is it rocking like this?
No, now. You know
Jesus
knows all about our struggle. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. You know Jesus knows all about us, and He will guide us till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. Oh, sit in the crowd twice. Sit in the crowd twice. You know Jesus, you know all about our trouble, and He will guide us till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No,
let me try to say one more time.
Jesus knows all of our trouble, and
He will.
Y'all sound good.
Till the day is done, there's not a
I thank him for family. I thank him for friends and loved ones. And I just ask that you all continue to pray for me, and I'll pray for you.
Amen. Amen. There you go.
Amen. Truly, I thank God this morning, for truly he is a God that is worthy. He's worthy of all the praise. And I thank him this morning because God just keeps on proving himself over and over and over to me. And so I just thank God for family, for my church family, pastor and first lady. I thank God for his peace. I thank him for his love. I thank him for the new mercies of this day. Because morning by morning, new mercies we see. Mm-hmm. And all that we have ever needed, God's hand have always provided.
Yeah.
And so grace is faithfulness unto us. And so I just want to thank God, amen, this morning for I went for my mammogram, for the annual mammogram this week.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me, they said, Ms. Sykes, the doctor said that everything is all right, that there is no sign of cancer in the breast. And I say, Lord, I thank you.
Yeah.
Because if it had not been for the Lord,
yeah,
I don't know what I would
come
do.
On, come on,
because
come
there
on.
Are so many people that are losing their fight in the fight of this battle of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
But God saw
yeah.
fit
yeah.
that he would allow me to get a clean bill of health on my exam. And so I'm grateful on today. And so I'm still standing. Won't he do it?
Yes, he will.
Yes, he will. Yeah. God bless you all.
Lord have mercy. Thank God for the praise report. We're going to go to one of our folks on the phone line. Amen. Last four digits, 3598. 3598. Good morning.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, Father. Yes, Son. And sure enough, Holy Ghost, is good to be in the number one more time. If it had not been for the Lord. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Tell me where would I be? He kept my enemies away. He let the sun shine through the cloudy day. He rocked me in the cradle of his arms, and the sunshine still was shining. And I tell you, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me, where would I be? Tell me, where would I be? Thank you for this black history, for the ones who had went on before us and who had taught us, who kept us and said he would never leave us nor forsake us. It's another day's journey. And I'm so glad that so many cannot say what we are saying right now, that we take for granted each and every day that God has given us, that we should be able to thank him not only for this Black History Month that's cut short, but every day that God has given us, every day that we can inhale and exhale. Because if you call them by name, they may not answer. Thank you for mama. Thank you for grandmama. Thank you for all those who went on before us. Thank you for the Heart of God Baptist Church who's still going on. And just because you think that it's not good, tell me that God ain't good. They say ain't good. But I tell you that he is good. He's been good from Genesis to Revelation, and he's going to be good again. Even though we may be cut short a couple of days and whatever it may be to celebrate God, this is another day that we should celebrate, because God is so good, and we've been through the cold. But I tell you, the warmth that he has given us, the warmth that he has keeping us, and it's so many, so many, so many, so many, so many. And if you keep on and think COVID ain't over with it yet, you think that things are back to normal. It ain't normal till God said it's going to be normal. And when it get back to being normal, we're going to know how to thank him. We're going to know how to praise him. We're going to know how to lift him up. He said, if I be lifted up, keep on lifting up the name of Jesus. Yeah. And if you can have breath to say, Jesus, oh, Jesus, I love to call your name, Jesus. Every day your name is the same. The more you call him, the better. Oh, good God, the better you should feel. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Be blessed.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We got another preacher over here in the corner in the cut. Amen. Give God the praise. Amen.
Praise the Lord, church.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, church.
Hallelujah.
I'm not no singer, but I remember what Pastor was talking about, like back in the day of devotion. And one of the songs they used to sing is, I'm free. Praise the Lord, I'm free. No longer bound.
Come on now.
No more chains holding me. So I just want to thank God and we got good and said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm free. So I definitely understand the devotional services you were talking about. And sometimes we got to just bring that back sometimes. And we just got to sing praises to the Lord. So everybody just stay encouraged and know that God did not bring you to it, not to bring you through it. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm grateful. It's for another day. I didn't wake up dead this morning. I thank God. I was able to make it to the house of the Lord on this morning.
Thank God.
And I pray he continues to keep us.
Yes.
And even if I wake up dead, I'll still be with the Lord. I'll wait either way.
Sitting by the railroad. Just a little shabby old place.
Come on.
Yeah. Where we used to sing Amazing Grace. Talking about a good time, Lord, Lord. A mighty, mighty good time. Somebody would sit up a tent.
Come on.
In an open field, folks would come from everywhere.
Come on.
Climbing over rocks and hills.
Come on.
Very little money was raised.
Come on.
But many, many souls were saved. Talking about a good time, Lord, Lord, a mighty, mighty good time.
One more time.
Here you go.
Morning.
morning, Father God. Father, we ask that you would comfort their heart this morning, Father God. We ask, oh God, that you would strengthen them, Father God, as only you can, Father God. Keep them as the apple of your eye, Father God. Father God, we thank you for down through the years, God. I say down through the years, Father, you've been good to us. You've been better to us, God, than we've been to ourselves, Father God. And so, Father, we thank you. Lay your hands on your people this morning, Father God. Allow your healing virtues to flow, oh God, throughout the universe, Father God, this morning. Throughout the hospitals and different places this morning, Father God. Father, we thank you, Father God. We still say thank you for 19 years. Lord, we thank you, Father, because we know, Father God, without you, we wouldn't have been able to make it, Father God. But, Father, we ask that you will continue to lead us and guide us and strengthen us, Father God, as we go, oh God, another year, oh God. Father God, bless this church family in its entirety, oh God. Bless those that are associated with this church, Father God. Bless those that have been through Heart of God Baptist Church, Father God. Father, we thank you and we love you and we adore you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, because great is your faithfulness, Father God. And we know, Father God, that you know we wouldn't have been able to make it without you. But because of who you are, God, we give you glory. We give you honor and we give you praise, Father God. And so we thank you, Father God, on this day, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for this opportunity, Father God, that you allowed us to come and have a talk with you on today. But just a little talk just a little talk with Jesus will make everything all right, Father God. We're grateful. We come with grateful hearts, Father God. We come with an attitude of gratitude on today, Father God. And so, God, we say hallelujah. We say hallelujah. We give your name the highest praise on this morning, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God, because you and you alone are worthy. And so, Father God, we thank you, we bless you, we praise you, and we ask all of these things in the mighty and the matchless and the powerful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and thank God. Amen.
Lord, we look. Amen. For that fervent prayer. Song that took us way back. Amen. It's just a little shabby old place. So how many of y'all know about God's amazing grace? Talking about a good time.
Show up. Angel.
Good time. We thank God, amen, for the good times. Amen. I'm not talking about, amen, the Good Times TV show, amen. Man, Thelma, amen, and JJ, amen. We're talking about a good time in the Lord, amen. Not to say, amen, that the good times on the TV wasn't good, amen. Thank God, amen, for allowing us to be able to have a good time in the Lord, amen. Amen. I don't know about you, amen, but when I look back over my life, amen. I thank God for those in the church, amen, who have continued to remain steadfast and unmovable and always abounding in the work of the Lord. As the record says, amen, that you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
That's right.
Last Sunday, amen. We want to pick back up, amen. Because a lot of times when people say your labor in the Lord is not in vain, we have to, amen, get some context. What am I laboring? What am I doing? What am I supposed to be doing? Amen? And what we have to do is we have to labor, preach from two verses. The first verse is Psalm 53, verse 1. And the second verse is the New Testament, the second Corinthians. Fifth chapter, verse 17. And 2 Corinthians 5:17 says that if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Old things have what? Passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen? So that's the context right there. That's where we want to get everybody. We want to
want to get everybody to be what? A new creation or a new creature in Jesus. Amen. But what are we fighting? What are we up against? We're up against Psalm 53, verse 1. And when you get it, you'll see what I'm saying. Psalm 53, verse 1 says, the fool. Uh-huh. The fool. Uh-huh. Has said in his heart, uh-huh. What? There is what? No God. Uh-huh. Right? Corrupt are they and have done abominable iniquity. There is none that doeth good. Amen. In other words, we talked about it last week. There was no fear of God. We talked about all the shootings and the killings of unlawful people. Amen. At the hands of the religious leaders, at the hands of political leaders, at the hands of lay people, at the hands of those who are supposed to keep the law, amen?
Yeah, yeah.
And the reason that they can kill people, and sometimes it's not with a gun or a weapon, but it's that little pink member.
Come on, tell the truth.
That little pink member in your mouth that the Bible says can't nobody control.
That's right.
Amen? And because you can't and I can't control that joker, amen,
uh-huh.
Many times what we say in our mouth causes us to act like a fool.
That's right.
Songwriter said everybody plays a fool.
Sometimes.
There's no exception but to the rule. And so what we have to do is we have to remain steadfast,
uh-huh.
Unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Amen. And the work is to keep presenting Jesus to the fool.
That's right.
Because the fool is the one that's going to accidentally do something stupid. Amen. And not mean it. Amen. Because damage. Amen. All around the world. You got some folks that have been in political office. Amen. That have been a big what? You got folks in there on law enforcement, what, big what? Fools. You got neighbors in the neighborhood, a big what? Fools. Amen. You got religious folks in the church, in the pulpit, big time what?
Come on.
We have to do is we have to go back to that 1 Corinthians 15, Lord, and realize, amen, that Jesus died, what, for the fools, Lord, have we got a witness? And then we're going to go to 2 Corinthians and see what God is expecting us, amen, how we should treat and go after what? The fool. Lord have mercy. So in 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter and verse 58 is where we left off last Sunday. It says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. But how many of us know, amen, you get tired of talking to the fool? So the sermon today, amen, is don't get tired, amen, of talking to the fool. Lord have mercy. I am free. Praise the Lord. I'm free. I'm no longer bound. No more chains on me, my soul is resting, it's just a blessing, praise the Lord, hallelujah, I'm free, I am free, praise the Lord. No longer bound, no more chains holding me, my soul is resting, it's just a blessing, praise the Lord, hallelujah, I'm free. And so when you hear that, you understand in the 2 Corinthians 5:17 what you have.
Come on.
In 2 Corinthians 5:17, Paul lays it out and says, look here, man. Look here, woman. Look here, youngin'. Look here, gray hair, old head. Look here, whosoever will. Amen. Look here.
Come on.
Therefore, any man, that means anybody.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
being what Christ, what he is, a what? New creature, new creation. In other words, you're free from that old joker.
Come on.
You might still be living in the skin of the old joker, but you've been free. Come on now. From that joker, he says, all things have what? Passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So in other words, I'm free. Praise the Lord. I'm what? Free.
Come on.
So God says, because you've been set free, you need to stop. Don't stop talking to the fool. Because the fool don't understand that he or she can be what? Free.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, have mercy. Paul let us know in that 15th chapter, 1 Corinthians, what we have been delivered from. In 1 Corinthians 15:55, he says, oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave. Where is thy victory? In other words, what God has done for you and I has delivered us from the power and the penalty of death and the grave. Amen. So what in the world are you afraid of? I don't have to worry about death no more. As Sister Renee said, you didn't wake up dead. And even if you did wake up dead, you don't have to worry about it, because Jesus has victory over what? Death and the what? Grave. Somebody should be singing that song. I'm free. Praise the Lord. What? I'm free. No longer bound.
Yeah.
No more what? Chains holding me. My soul is what? Resting. It's such a blessing. Praise the Lord. I'm free. Why? Because to live is Christ. Amen. And to die, what? Is chains. Lord have mercy. Let's go back to that 2 Corinthians 5:17. And Paul, we get a little slack from the folk that he had talked to in 1 Corinthians. They were tired of Paul telling them the truth. Amen. See, a fool will get tired of you telling them the truth. Come on now. Have I got a witness? Amen. They won't cut their tail and act a fool. Amen. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
They won't cut their tail and act a fool. You keep telling them, fool, you need to listen to what the Lord has to say. But the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. In other words, that's why, amen, folk do what they do, whether you're political, whether you're religious, whether you're neighbor, whether you're the law enforcement, whoever you are, you treat people like, amen, you don't know God and you don't fear God. That's what's going on in this world. They got a bunch of fools, come on now, that don't have a fear of God. If you had a fear of God, you wouldn't shoot your brother.
All right. Come on.
Heaven, black on black crime. Come on now. Folks sitting back, amen, from the Caucasoid race, amen, talking about, see, that's why you can't treat them no way, because they act that kind of way.
Come on.
Amen. And some have to understand, amen, what you have been told, what you have been saved, what you have been set free to do. You have been told and you have been set free to deal with the fool. Look at somebody and say, you got to deal with that fool. We deal with them every day. Anybody ever been on the road and seen the fools on the road?
Yep.
You go to work, some folks have worked 30, 40 years, and you go to work and you still got some what? Fools on the job. Have I got a witness? Come on now. Some folks got neighbors, amen. Got fools for what? A neighbor, amen. Yeah. Some folks got fools in their own household.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
Fools. But God said, don't get tired. Don't stop talking what? To the fool. Look at what he said.
Come on.
In 2 Corinthians 5:3. Paul, they was upset with Paul. Paul had told him something. Paul said, no, we may have to come back up here. Because when I come back, amen, it's not going to be nice. He said, I need to tell y'all. They talking about, Paul, you don't write this. Paul, you don't talk this way. Paul, you ain't this. Paul, you call yourself an apostle. Paul this, Paul that, Paul that. Paul, you ain't perfect yourself. People got all kinds of excuses when you tell them the truth that they don't want to hear. Amen. But Paul says in chapter 5 in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, we're going to read down through this so we can get an understanding of what we have to labor and what we have to continue to do and the reason that we have to do it, amen? Because if these folks, Lord have mercy, if they don't get the word, they die in their sins and they go into hell.
Come on.
God don't want no fool, amen, to die, what, and go to hell. So he has given us an assignment, Lord have mercy, to talk, what, to the fool, amen, so the fool don't die, what, and go to hell. But you're tired of the fool. I'm tired of this fool. Anybody ever said that? It got on my last nerve. Yeah. Amen. Some of y'all done got mad. Amen. He ready to snatch him. Amen. Anybody ever got that feeling? Amen.
Yeah.
You ready to snatch him? You ready to lay down your living and cuss him out? Have I got a witness?
Yeah.
I'm talking about folks that talk a whole bunch of stuff. They run in their mouth and they sounding like a what? A what? Fool. But the fool has said in his heart there is no God. And the reason why they act that is because they don't have no fear of God. But we're going to see here in a second, amen, that God is nothing to be saved with. Lord have mercy. So I'm going to chapter 5, and we're going to read down. For we know that if our earthly house, what Sister Renee was talking about this morning, for this tabernacle was dissolved, we have a building of God and house not made with hands, but what? Eternal what? In the heavens. This should give you enough stability, enough hope, and enough pick-me-up, amen, to realize, amen, that this old flesh ain't going to make it in the heaven. We learned about that last week in 1 Corinthians 15, amen. Corruptible can't inherit, amen, and mortal can't inherit the kingdom of God, amen. The corruptible must put on incorruption. The mortal must put on immortality. Amen.
Yeah.
In other words, amen, this stuff that we're living in right now, amen, is not going to make it to heaven. Amen.
Okay.
And so what Paul says in chapter 5, verse 12, he says, for in this we groan earnestly, designed to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. In other words, your spirit, my spirit, we ready to get rid of this. Anybody ready to get rid of this? Every time you get up and you got an ache and a pain, have I got a witness? Have I got a witness? Every time you look in the mirror and you look 10 years older, have I got, come on, stop meddling, amen. And all the oil of Olay and all the hyaluronic acid and all the lotion and the cream, and our parents used to grease us up with Vaseline. Anybody was in a greased up, baby, amen? Amen, from Vaseline, you said, my wife used to grease my kids from head to toe. They were shining, amen. When they went out, amen, they was lotioned and greased down, amen, on their way to school, protecting their skin, amen. But if you get a little older, amen, I don't care how much grease and Vaseline you get, amen, you're going to get older in this world, amen. Have I got a witness? Next thing you know, amen, the hair that you have stop falling out. I've got a witness. Amen. The hair that used to be black brown, amen, start turning gray, amen, and white. Have I got a witness? Have I got a witness? Amen. I'm just telling you about what Paul is saying about this body, amen. This body, amen, it can't hold, it can't sustain us. It's messed up by sin, amen. And so what we have to do is realize that everybody, amen, has a body that's messed up by sin. They don't have the Holy Spirit within, amen. They're just a fool talking their way on their way to hell.
All right.
And so he says in verse 3, if so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. In other words, you can't give it up till you get the other one. Someone won't put it down, but God said, nah, you can't give it up yet. In verse 4, it says, for we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened for that which we will be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up in life. In other words, we're ready for that uncorruptible body. We're ready for a body that's going to give us life. Amen. We're ready to get rid of this old thing that's gone from the dust, going back to the dust from which it came. And then he goes on and says, now he that hath wrought for us the self-same thing is God. In other words, God is the one that made your body. Look at somebody say, I got a new body. Somebody say, I got a new building over in glory.
Yeah.
And the songwriter said, it's mine. It's mine. What? It's mine. In other words, the pains and the aches that you're feeling, that's why when folks go on, they know the Lord, they're going to be with the Lord, amen. And I might cry because I miss them.
Uh-huh.
Amen. But ain't no way in the world I want them to stay in that old body.
That's right.
That's selfish on my part, amen.
That's right. Come on.
Amen, amen. So I rejoice, amen. The Bible says we should cry coming in, amen, and rejoice on the what? On the going out.
Yeah.
Now check this out. The self-same God who who made that body that you want to. Mm-hmm. Look what he said. Who also has given unto us the earnest. Earnest means the promise of the Spirit. Lord have mercy. So what God has done, let me slow down now here, is while this old body is dying, what God has done, amen, is he's given his Holy Spirit, amen, as a down payment, amen, for you to get the new body.
Let me let that sink in a little bit.
Amen. You got the Holy Spirit in the whole body. Amen. But God is giving you the Spirit, amen, to let you know, amen, that he's still taking care of you, that he's still making a way for you, that you're a new creature. Has anybody been a new creature, amen? The folk that you used to cuss out in the drop of a hat?
That's right.
Uh-huh. Now you're going to cuss my little bit. Lord have mercy.
You do well.
In other words, we ain't perfect.
Yeah, right.
Amen. From time to time, we'll slip up. Amen. Amen. But we get back up, ask God forgiveness, and get back in line. Have I got a witness? Amen. And so God says, I want you to know, you got to look at somebody and say, I got a down payment. And it's better than money. It's the Holy Spirit. Dr. Lindsay, amen, you got a down payment.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit, amen. And one day you're going to cash that joker in.
All right.
From the old body to the new body. Do I got to, anybody get excited about that? I get excited about it, amen. In other words, when this, because death in the grave has been defeated, I ain't got to worry about death in the grave, amen. My spirit has got eternal life, and God's going to give me a new body. I'm going to exchange the old one, amen, for what? A new one. Come on, somebody. Amen. So God said, now that you're a new creature in Christ, I'm going to give you a down payment. I don't want you to get weary in well-doing. I need you to continue to remain steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, to know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain, and keep talking to the folk.
Verse 6. He says, therefore, we are always confident. You can always be confident that while we are at home in the body, what? We are absent, what? From the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. And so he says, for we walk by what? Faith, not by sight.
In other words, what God is saying, you can keep talking to the fool because you got faith in God, that God has already fixed it. Amen. He's already made a way for you to have eternal life. He's already paid the price for your sin, so you can walk by faith. You can be confident, amen, that even though you mess up from time to time, you can still present and preach and teach the gospel to the fool so they ain't got to die and go to hell.
Oh, that's right.
Have mercy. Verse 8, he said, we are confident, I say, and willing, rather, to be absent from the body, what? And to be what? Present with the Lord.
Yeah.
In other words, like Sister Renee said earlier today, amen, it don't make no difference whether I wake up alive or wake up dead. I'm going to be with the Lord. Is that all right? Come on now. Somebody say the game is fixed. The game is rigged, it's already been played, amen, and you and I have the what? Victory in Jesus. The reason why I say that, amen, is because sometimes we all get tired of talking to the fool. Lord have mercy. Anybody ever got to the point where you say, well, I ain't going to say nothing else, amen. Anybody ever heard your parents say, well, you just going to find out on your own, amen. My parents just say, you just going to bump.
Yep.
Is their hard head make a what? All behind. Amen. And if you make your bed, you're going to have to what? Sleep in that joker. Amen. Amen. Somebody said to parents, I'm tired of talking now. Lord have mercy. Well, mama say, I'm tired of talking to you in deep doo-doo. Lord have mercy. See, daddy, amen. Daddy. Amen. But mama, when you don't mess up with mama.
That's it.
Mama is your best advocate. Lord have mercy. She's the one that will put up, amen, and even when she takes, she ain't going to put up with you. But when she gets to the point, amen, like you said, right or wrong, mama going to put up. When she gets tired and stack her hands, you in trouble. When she stack her arms, it's over, amen. You be talking about mama, she said, but nah, nothing. It get a little chilly around the house when mama's there. Come on now.
Lord have mercy. Like I said, the dog don't bark, amen. The cat didn't hit behind the sofa, amen. The fish won't even come up to the top of the tank. Come on now. Everything in the house is messed up from the top to the bottom, and my mom said.
That's right.
For
real. That's that right.
For real. Lord have mercy.
Preach.
Everybody peeping around the corner. Everybody tipping around, amen. Amen. Daddy over there sitting down ain't saying nothing, reading, amen. Like he got, he reading it. He looking down to see if everything gonna go, amen. But God, amen, has given us his spirit that we can walk by faith and we can be confident, amen, that we don't have to worry about this world and the challenges of the world because he's already took care of it. So he picks it back up in verse 9. He says, wherefore we labor that whether present or absent may be accepted of him. And this is where the fear of the Lord comes, that we live our lives because of what Jesus has done to be accepted by him. In other words, we're not men pleasers. A lot of times people back off or go forward to please men. Politicians back off and go forward to please men. Pastors, amen, don't preach the gospel in order to preach to please mankind.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, what we got to do is we got to back off pleasing men and do what is acceptable and pleasing what? In the sight of God. And a lot of times, even if you don't feel like telling them the truth, amen, God said you still got to tell them the truth. So in verse 10, he says, for we must all appear. This is the part that, amen. Somebody write this down in your margin. Chapter 5, verse 10. See, grandma can't save me. And much as she prayed for me, she can't save me. I can't save, amen, any of my grandchildren, amen. They all will stand and give an account for themselves. See, that should be the fear of us to understand that all of us are going to have to stand before God and give account of the deeds done in these bodies, whether good, what, or bad. Teach me lying, you lying. We'll see if I'm lying or not. And so in verse 10, he says, for we must all, what, appear before the judgment seat of what? Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he has done, whether what it be what, good or bad.
Yes, sir.
I don't know about you. I was scared of my daddy. He had a belt, Lord have mercy. And if you got him right on the right day and did something he said not to do, he could wield that mean belt. He can get to your seat of your what? Understand. And he didn't spare no chick, no child. Amen. If you did wrong, you had it what? Come. Amen. But on the flip side, come on now, he would give you everything that he had. Amen. In order, amen, to show his love for you as his what? Child. In Christ, God was willing to give you the best that he has, amen, so that he could show his love for you, amen, because you're what? His what? Child, and that he loves you, amen. But the flip side is, amen, if you tear your tail, Lord have mercy, there's going to be a consequence. Ever got a witness? And so this is what the Bible says, what we need to tell a fool is, fool, don't you know that God ain't playing with you? Look at somebody and say, fool, don't you know God ain't playing with you? I know that's not proper English, amen. But get it over to them, fool, don't you know that God is not playing with you? God is the only one who sent his only son, and his only son is the one who sacrificed his life, made a atonement for you and I by his shedding of his blood, that he defeated death in the grave, that he's the firstborn from the dead, amen. So we don't have to face that, amen, which we should be facing. But we're all going to get a reward, and we're all, amen, going to have to give an account for the things in this body. So what did he say? He says in verse 11, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord.
Oh.
The terror of the Lord. In other words, the fear of the Lord. In other words, we need to fear God. Every day we need to go outside and say, Lord, have mercy. I'm going to do right in the sight of God, because if I don't, I'm going to suffer the consequences.
Mm-hmm.
That is the message we have to preach and teach to the fool. If you had a big mama, or if you had a mother, or if you had a father, if you had a grandfather, somebody in your house that said, boy, go outside and act like you got some home training. Don't let me hear you. Then did this, then this. Don't let me have to come up and do so and so and so. You got good home training. You need to act. Don't mess up the name. You need to act a certain way. Because if you do, when you come home, you know what you got coming to.
Mm-hmm.
I must have been the only one raised like that. Don't have mercy. Amen. First lady used to give my kids head, boy. Lord have mercy. They were scared to death. Amen. She didn't mind checking them where they need to be checked. Lord have mercy.
Amen.
But her mama was the same way. Lord have mercy. Mean mama. Amen. Check you where you need to be checked. Amen. After you got checked in the aisle in the grocery store, you pow, 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 on the way up to the cash register, you get popped it up a little thing. Amen.
Uh-huh.
You
uh-huh. Yeah.
Even got checked. That's come on now. You talking about my butt eyes, but I got some candy in my mouth.
Still
sniffling.
Come on. Yeah.
Taking the chocolate wrapper off the paper off the wrapper.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on.
Snuffling. You can tell them in church, amen. You know, we came about the church, amen. Sit down and be quiet if you grab me a picture by the leg.
Mm-hmm.
And tell them, don't make no noise. Lord have mercy. Then if they made the noise, you pick them up and take them out of the church. They were like, don't kill that baby. Don't kill him. Don't kill him. Don't kill him.
Yeah. Come on.
But they worshiping God in spirit and in truth today.
Yeah.
Because they had a mean mama.
That's right.
Oh, Lord have mercy. This is Mother's Day sermon. Mean mama.
Mean.
Amen. Best mama, best thing you ever had. Amen. Was a mean mama.
Yeah.
That loved the Lord, amen. Mean mama that didn't mind telling you the truth. Mean mama didn't mind talking to you about how your foolishness was going to get your butt in trouble.
So Paul says, therefore, knowing the fear of the Lord, in other words, the terror, King James means the terror of the Lord.
The terror, the fear. See, that's what the problem is. These folks figure they got immunity. They can do whatever they want to do. They don't realize that they're going to have to give an account, amen, from a terrible God.
Yes.
And if they fear the Lord and recognize that there's going to come a time where they're going to have to give an answer, they think twice about doing the stuff that they're doing in the body.
Come on.
But they don't fear God. Fool. Devil talking about don't worry about God. It ain't even like that. That's what he told Eve.
Yes.
God told Adam, he said, look here, man. Of all these things in the kingdom, you can freely eat. But that one little thing, I'll buy one little piece of paper, that one little thing right there, don't mess with it. And they played the fool because Satan said, God, lying, don't worry about that. He just don't want you to be like him. Go ahead and do that thing. And man skipped to the lewd. Skip to my lewd and did exactly opposite of what God said. And the consequences for that was that man surely died. And so spiritually he's dead. He's walking around, but his spirit is gone. Amen. And he's spiritually dead. Amen. The living dead walking around because he's not a new creature. He's still an old thing in an old body.
Yeah.
Doing old, stupid, foolish stuff because he doesn't have fear, what, of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look back and you see kids at a certain point, amen, you have to realize they're more intelligent and they know they're doing right from wrong.
Yes.
Their age of an accountability.
Yeah.
But until they get to that age of accountability, you instruct them and you tell them and you discipline them, because the Bible says if you spare, now you can't preach that no more. But the Bible said if you spare the rod, you spoil the child.
Yeah.
It's like you get in trouble.
All right.
The Child Protective Service is coming after me.
Yeah.
Amen. Lord have mercy. Amen. But that's what the record declares. Amen. The thing with my kids, you didn't have to get them but one or twice.
I don't blame you.
But when you got them there once or twice real good, amen. Then you do like grandma, amen. Grandma looked down the glass like that, amen.
Yep.
Anybody else, grandma had to look down and tell me like that? Amen. And it wasn't no word talk about it. She just looked down like that. In other words, boy, you better straighten up real quick, amen. And otherwise, you gonna get it, but you did it.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. You get them good one or two times. You get to that seat of that understanding one or two times. It ain't gonna be too many more times, amen. Back in the day, they called them camp killing. Lord have mercy. We can't do that anymore. Amen. We live in a modern society where we do time out.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And we don't by physical, amen, discipline anymore. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. My mom used to say, get it right on that little fat part of that leg.
Uh-huh.
Amen. You ain't gonna leave no mark. Amen.
Right.
Get that little spoon on that grip. I used to travel with a spoon. She used to travel with a wooden spoon. Get that little pop, 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 pop. The sting is just enough.
Uh-huh.
Lord have mercy to get the attention. Lord have mercy.
That's right.
And so the fear of the Lord, amen, is what you're trying to get the fool, amen, to understand so he can accept Christ by faith, amen. So when he stands before the Lord, amen, he don't have to worry about, amen, finding himself short of salvation. So here,
come on,
hear what it says, what we should do. Paul says, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we should persuade what?
Men.
This is a labor that we should not get weary in doing. We should persuade men. But we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also are made manifest in your conscience. In other words, Paul said, don't look at me.
Right.
Look at what God has done for me and you. Don't look, see, because they want to give Paul a bunch of lip because Paul wasn't perfect, but he was telling them how to be perfect, amen? And they can find any little thing on every little, it's sort of like your kids say, well, you wasn't perfect. You know, I wasn't perfect, amen? But I don't want you to bust hell wide open. I don't want you to bust your head, amen, amen, when you don't have to bust your head. And so he says, look, don't look at me as in me because I'm not perfect. In other words, look at what Jesus has done. And so he goes on to verse 12. He says, for we commend ourselves again unto you, but give occasions to glory on our behalf, that ye may have somewhat to answer them with glory in the appearance and not in heart. In other words, don't look at me. Don't give me no credit. When I do good, don't give me no credit. When I do bad, don't take me down too far. In other words, Paul said, all the glory goes to God. It's look at my heart. Don't look at the things that I've done. I'm trying to allow you and tell you, amen, that this thing is real, that everyone's going to give an account. So don't be a fool. Verse 13, he says, for whether we be beside ourselves, it is to God, or whether we be sober, it is for your cause. In other words, I'm doing this for God. So the work that we do for Christ is not for ourselves, but it's for those, amen, who don't know God.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the mindset that the disciple of Jesus has to have, is that I'm not doing it for myself, but I'm doing it for the cause of Christ. That should be my main focus. I'm not doing it to get any glory for myself. I'm not doing it, amen, to be recognized, but I'm doing it. I'm telling you, I'm teaching you, I'm setting an example. I'm striving to be more like Christ, amen, for your sake, in order to give God the glory. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then all were dead. In other words, for the reason that we understand is that everybody is dead in sin.
Mm-hmm.
And if Christ died for all, that means he died for all the people that were in sin. So I can't judge you whether you're a fool. You can't judge me whether I'm a fool. It is Christ that died for all of our foolishness.
Mm.
Because all have sinned and come what? Short of the glory of God. So our mindset toward those that are lost has to change to understand we too were once lost and on our way to hell. We can't be holier than God, looking down our nose that I'm saved now and I don't do those things anymore. No, we have to realize that Christ died for all of us who was fools.
Mm.
Verse 15, he says, and that he died, what? for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto what? Themselves, Dr. Sight, but unto him which died for them and what? And rose again. That is power. So we should stop living like fools, but we should live for the one who died and rose again. In other words, we should act like what? We know Jesus. Have I got a witness?
Yeah.
And if people, amen, would preach and teach that simple message, they'd be left killing. They'd be left murdered. They'll be left folk treating each other wrong. But the problem, again, is they don't realize they're dead in trespasses and sin. They don't realize that they're going to have to stand before a righteous judge, a righteous God. They don't realize, amen, that the actions of their sin is death, amen. But Jesus said that he came that you may have life and that you may have it abundantly. That's why we looked at that 5:17. It says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new, because God has given us a chance to have a new man, a new creature, a new spirit, and a new body. But if you don't know that, because you're still acting like you don't fear God and you don't know God, then you're in trouble. And if somebody's in trouble, it behooves us, amen, to reach out to them and say, you might not know it, but you ain't what? Deep doo-doo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Look what he says. And he says, we made the same mistake. And verse 16 is like all of us were at this point at one time. And verse 16 says, wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh. In other words, I'm not looking at you as just flesh. I'm looking at you as flesh, and I'm looking at you as someone that needs spirit renewed. He said, we don't look at you that way anymore. See, that's the thing about laboring God. Laboring for the Lord is you don't look at people as things. Used to look at a fool and say, you're a fool. You can go ahead and go to hell. I don't care. You can go ahead and bust hell wide open. I don't care. Mm-hmm. Amen? That's the old one. And that's the way the world is. I got mine. You get yours. Amen? I don't care nothing about you. Walk right on by. I don't care nothing about you. But when you have a spirit of God on the inside, you don't look that way anymore. And what does he say? He says, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth we know him no more. In other words, I used to think of Jesus. People say, I used to think of Jesus was just a man. Paul said, I used to think Jesus was just a man. He was in the flesh. But he said, because of the spirit that has come in, I don't look at Jesus, amen, that way anymore. And I want you to not look at Jesus as just a man, just in the flesh anymore. I want you to look at him as he's your savior. He's your propitiation of sin. He's the one that delivered, amen, on the promise of God, that he would send a savior that would deliver us from the power and the penalty of sin. We don't look at Jesus like that anymore, that he was just a man. And so Paul says in verse 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, in other words, you know Christ and Christ knows you, and he's a new creature, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become what? New. You don't think like the old man anymore. You don't act like the old man anymore. You don't think of Jesus like the old man thinks of him anymore. You don't look at your neighbor. You don't look at your fellow human like that anymore. And this is so critical in today's society over the world, is people of a race, people of a culture, people of an age discriminate and manipulate and treat each other any old kind of way because they don't have a new creation on the inside. Because they don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior. And so they treat and act and behave like barbarics and heinous and no love and like complete idiots and complete fools, because they don't know that this terrible God, amen, is going to tell them they're going to be accountable for their actions. They have no clue. They think they can get away with it, amen, and nothing is going to happen. But the record of God says that every one of us is going to give an account for the deeds done in his body, whether good, what, or bad, and you'll stand before a terrible God that will bring judgment, righteous judgment upon you. And if you're found, amen, hung in the balance, amen, if you're found coming up short, amen, and if you haven't accepted this righteous judge, this righteous Savior that God sent, amen, your destiny will be a destiny to be eternally separated from God. That's the message we need to preach.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. When mama and daddy used to tell us, don't let me have to. Anybody ever had a mom and daddy tell you that?
Yeah.
Don't let me have to. Mm-hmm. Because especially if they was coming out to school. Don't let me have to leave my job and come up and get you, amen, for acting like a what? Fool.
Yeah.
Only had to get my son a couple times. He got straight. Once my daughter see me get him, she acted straight too. And so, like the Bible is telling us, amen, God is good. But don't let him have to get your behind one straight. That's the message we have to tell. It's not a popular message, preacher. Folks don't want to hear it. They want to act a fool and act like, amen, they don't have good sense. But when daddy showed up at the school and pulled off that work pants and work belt and laid his head behind, you know it wasn't funny. And after you got finished hopping around,
doing the holy dance.
Holy dance.
You got the message.
Oh, God, that was funny.
And so the next time, amen.
Go ahead.
The next time, you thought twice about acting a fool in school.
Yep. That's the truth.
Yep,
that is a fact.
But these are folk in the world, they don't fear it. They think God is just something, you know, it is just something you read in the book. Amen.
Yep. That's what they say.
But here we finish up, and I'm going to let you go. Verse 18. Then all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. So here's your assignment. Dr. Lindsay, here's my assignment. Here's your assignment. Because Jesus has reconciled us back to God,
mm-hmm.
put us back in the right place through his blood. Mm-hmm. Now he has given us assignment. Look at you and say, look at somebody and say, everybody got assignment. And that's to minister to the fool.
Come on.
Because you used to be like the what? And somebody ministered what? To you. Everybody got a win?
Yes, sir.
Everybody saved the fool.
Yeah, you're right, sir.
Sometimes.
You're right, sir.
There's no exception what? To the rule. So he says, here we go. To which that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, and this is what people want to shout, kick your shoes off, and run around, or mm-hmm. run around the room. He says, not imputing their trespasses, what? Unto them.
Come on.
No, go back.
Yeah.
No more shame. My soul is what? That's it. It's such a blessing. Why? Because my sins are no longer imputed, but unto me. That's something stuff right there. In other words, the dirt that I did, past, present, and future, amen, Jesus took the charge. Went into Calvary cross. Amen. Wipe my plate clean and put it on his. Put it on his bill.
Yeah, come on.
Yes, he did. Yes,
look what he said. He said, that's why you got to keep ministering to the fool. Because Jesus, amen, wipe your slate clean. Look what he says, Dr. Lindsay. Look what he says in that verse 19. Not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us the word of what? Reconciliation.
Yeah.
In other words, when you get down to the bottom, anybody study the accounting, when you reconcile, amen, that means there's nothing left open. You got a zero on this side and a zero on that side. The books have been what? Reconciled. In other words, the debt that you owe, the bottom line says, pay what? In full.
Yeah.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
There's nothing out of balance. So he said, now I need you to go minister to that fool. And verse 20 says, now then we are what? Ambassadors for Christ. And so the ambassador is the representative of the one that sent him. And so the one that has given them charge. And so because Jesus has given us charge, we all have the responsibilities to be ambassadors of reconciliation. But the ambassador can't go and act like the devil, trying to get people to understand what Christ has done. We got to act like the one who sent us. Your parents tell you, don't mess up our name. Act like you know, don't. I remember the first lady used to tell the choir when we used to go out and sing. Don't act like, amen, that you don't know right from wrong, and don't mess up the name of the church, the pastor, your parents. Kids be scared to death. You got to represent. Church, we got to represent the one who no longer has taken our sins away. So to be ambassadors, what? Ambassadors for Christ. He says in verse 20, now therefore we are ambassadors for Christ as though God did beseech us by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be you what? Reconciled to God. And that's the message that we have for food. Be reconciled to God. For in verse 21, and I'm going to leave this alone, the last verse. For he hath made him to be sin, what? For us. Have mercy. What kind of message is that? That this God that loves you so much was willing to take on your penalty, was willing to take on your sin, who has been made sin for us, who knew what? No sin. That we might be made, what, Dr. Lindsay? The righteousness of God, what? In him. Look at somebody and say, he did it all. So now we don't have an excuse why we won't go minister what? To the fool. Because we were the fool one time ourselves. And so we have to go minister what? To the fool. So don't stop ministering what? To the fool. Yeah, with that? There's a lot to take in. But it's the assignment we have been given. This is what that we've talked about last week, that he says, be not weary in well-doing, knowing that your labor in the Lord is not in vain, because your ministry of reconciliation as an ambassador of Christ, somebody will be saved. Some fool will be saved like you was a fool that was saved. Amen? And aren't you glad that you are free, no longer bound, no more chains holding you, and that your soul is resting, and it's such a blessing. You can say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. What? I am what? Free. Y'all with that? Yes, you gonna keep ministering to the fool? Yes, you're not gonna go out there and act like you don't know God? Yes. You're gonna act like you got some home what? Training.
That's true. Yeah.
Amen. I'm finished. Let us stand, amen, Lord, have mercy. Man, that's shouting stuff right there. He who knew no sin took your sin, and you have the audacity to tell your tale. Come on now. Amen. And like Black History Month, amen. All these folks that went and died and paid the price for black folk, and you have the audacity, Lord, have mercy. To treat them and tear them down.
Yep. Yep.
Act like, amen, you don't know no better.
That's right. Yeah.
Because if it had not been for the black folk that died, come on,
yes,
and paid the price for your behind, you wouldn't be in the place where you are what, today.
That
amen? Yeah. Acting like a plum what? Boom.
That again.
That's what it is to say, right? Acting like a plum what? Boom. Got no good home training. I know I'm tearing the English up. Got no good home training. Act like you don't know what.
And Jesus is saying the same thing. He said, fool, I done saved your soul. Mm. I done died, paid the price for your behind, and you out here acting like a plumb fool. Mm-hmm. Ain't witnessing and testifying to no about nothing to nobody. But if any man be in Christ Jesus, mm-hmm. he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. We ain't got to worry about death and the grave no more. To be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. What else do you want? Amen?
Amen.
Some of them used to say, when we tell, can't have nothing. Give you everything you want. Tear it up, act like a fool. Mm-hmm. Can't have nothing. Tear your own stuff.
Yeah. So true.
I must have been the only one.
No.
Amen. Mm-hmm. I must have been the only one.
Mm.
It might be someone here today. There's no Jesus in the free bonding of this thing. So we extend the invitation to you that you can come and you can know him. Amen. That you don't have to be a fool no more. Amen. And that you can accept his payment for sin. Amen. That he is standing where you couldn't stand. And all you had to do is accept him by faith. Believe in your heart, confess with your mouth. The Lord Jesus, reconciliation shall be saved. But you got to make the choice. Nobody can't make it for you, mama and them, grandmama and them. Everybody you know, amen, can't make the choice, but you have to make the choice. So you have to make choice. Choices that we make. Choices that we make. Choices that we make will determine eternity. Choices that we make. Choices that we make will determine eternity. Life is. Life is filled with choices. And we all must make choices. Must make choices that we make. Choices that we make will determine eternity. Choices, choices, what are your choices? Choices, choices, what are your choices? Will you choose? Will you choose the Lord Jesus? In your righteousness, standing covered in your blood.
And now may your love, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, continue to rest, rule, and abide with us both now and forever. And let the redeemed of the Lord sing together. Offering.